Today, Be'ezrat Hashem, we learn Daf Nun Zayin, the Masechtas Baba Kama. Some of the topics we learn about include the Machlokes Rabbah and Rav Yosef regarding Shemir Aveda, someone who found a lost item. What is his status while guarding it until he returns it? Is he considered Shemir Chinam or Shemir Sachar? Shemir Chinam Patim Gneva VaAveda. An unpaid guardian is not liable for a pekudin that was lost or stolen if he safeguarded properly. He is liable only for Peshiyah, negligence, if he did not guard it properly. Shemir Sachar, Chayiv B'Gneiva V'Aveda. A paid shemir is liable for a pekudin that was lost or stolen, even though he safeguarded it properly. However, Patim Einis, a Shemir Sachar is not liable if the pekudin was damaged through Einsin, damage that occurred by accident or circumstances beyond his control. There is a machlokes regarding Seicher, a person who rents an item from someone, whether he is considered a Shemir Chinam or a Shemir Sachar. Ganav, if a person secretly stole an item, he is liable to pay kaifel, double the value of the item, as the pasuk states, "V'gunav mebesa ish, yishalim shnayim." However, Goslin, if he openly or forcibly stole an item, he pays only keren, the principal value, but he does not pay kaifel because the pasuk specifies "V'gunav." There is a machlokes regarding listed mezuyin, if an armed robber steals secretly, whether he is considered a ganav who does pay kaifel or a goslin who does not pay kaifel. Tainas Ganav. If a shemis swore falsely that the pekudin was stolen, and it was then discovered that he actually stole it, he is considered a ganav and he pays kefil. However, Tainas Gazlan, if he swore falsely that a gazlan stole the pekudin, but then it was discovered that he actually stole it, he is considered a gazlan and does not pay kefil.